Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. How much parent involvement is required typically with a textbook?
There's a lot of parent involvement. So if you really want to spend some quality time with your children, yeah, this is the way to do that. Now, it really depends, again, on your the age of your children, teaching them skills to work independently. It also depends on whether or not you want to use video courses. And video courses are often taught for you using the textbooks as the guide. And so a video course that's taught by a teacher using the textbooks will be using all the same stuff, but you as a parent can facilitate. And so, you know, for a new homeschooler or somebody who's got really young kids, a lot of the parents want to, I want to teach my child to read, or I want to be able to be the first one to teach my kids how to do these things. And then when two or three come along and you've got a toddler and a baby and math is getting a little more complicated, it becomes pretty heavy duty for a parent. So, for example, if you have four kids, and I have four kids, and there's eight subjects to teach, that's 32 preps a day. Nobody has time for 32 preps a day. So at that point, then obviously you need to think about combining things or whatever you want to do. So you can be very involved, or you can choose to get help by getting some advice on how to combine courses or how to use video courses, which is my favorite.
Yes. And we will talk about video courses, but I'm glad you touched on that, because that's something I wanted to ask you about as far as combining courses, is how easy is it to use a textbook when you've got multiple ages and different grades? How well does that work with a textbook?
It works, but it's tricky, to be truthful. Now, it depends on how close in age your kids are. So I had two children that were 13 months apart. I could easily have homeschooled the two of them in some subjects. However, one would have been ahead of the other in math or science or whatever, and the other I would have done together. So, and even then, because I came from a teaching background, I would want to have done all the stuff, which I would have burnt out very quickly. So, you know, my advice is, if you're going to teach it yourself, don't think about doing all this. This is not what it's meant to be. So even just looking at it, or having two kids that are maybe within 2 years of each other, you can certainly do history and science together. You can buy a second book or a second workbook. You can choose not to test. You can just do it for exposure. But every child probably needs his own math lesson and probably needs his own reading lesson in the younger years.
Sure.
But when you get into the middle school and high school, there are some things that they're learning independently, and you don't have to sit there and read it to them. At that point, they can read for themselves, and you're kind of there to guide. So it really depends on your children. It depends on your confidence in homeschooling. But it is definitely some work, the more kids you have and the older they get.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.